Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take us straight to the text in Proverbs chapter 9, beginning in verse 17, where the scripture says, "Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious." Let me just stop there and say amen. "But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead." Okay, is that weird or what? I mean, this scripture is one of those puzzling pieces of scripture, but I've entitled this lesson, "The Walking Dead," because Proverbs teaches us that righteousness brings life while wickedness leads us to death. Now, while this may be literally true, most of the behaviors promoted in Proverbs, things like marriage, work, prudence, emotional self-control, are associated with longer lifespans, except what I say, "In the years of your life will be many," in chapter 4. But usually life and death refer not to length, but to quality. I want to make sure that you heard that. In the Proverbs, where we talk about life, like "accept what I say in the years of life will be many," it's really not specifically talking about how many years you will live, but the quality of the years you will live. The text says in chapter 15, sometimes to live refers to having loving relationships, or to the psychologically well-being of a heart of peace in chapter 14. And sometimes it means the spiritual life, that is, to have a fellowship with God in chapter 21. So at the heart of this, so that we're not walking dead, is the picture that Proverbs gives us, including this text we're using today. Proverbs gives us this picture that we can have life in abundance as well as life eternal and our walk with Christ. Why would we want to be the walking dead when we could have life in abundance now? So oftentimes here in America, we'll think about a long and successful life, or I'll do a funeral for somebody and they'll talk about they had a life well lived. To miss out on true life would be to enter the realm of the walking dead before your physical life on earth is ended. To live a life cut off from God, with ever-increasing spiritual blindness, brittleness, and hardness, is to become a spiritual person walking dead. Folly's guests reside deep in the realm of the dead, so we must choose life. I want to encourage you to look up Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, and that will make even more sense. So let me say it again. Folly, silliness, foolishness, those guests reside deep in the realm of the dead, so we must choose life. And when we choose life in Christ, we're choosing not just a lengthier life, but a far greater life today. Have you really grasped that having biblical wisdom is a matter of life or death? So today, as you search and discover more heavenly wisdom, start by doing three things. Number one, ask the Lord for wisdom. He promises if you'll ask, He'll grant. Number two, choose to live a life full of godly counsel, godly wisdom, so that you can avoid folly and the deep walk in the realm of the dead. And three, allow every choice that you make to be preceded by 2 or 3 seconds of wondering, is this what I'm about to say, or what I'm about to do, or how I'm about to act? Is this the way people that are spiritually dead do that? Or is this the way somebody walking in the life of Christ would do that? Biblical wisdom is a matter of life and death, not other people's life and death, but yours. So let's pray. God, before I put faith in Jesus, I was outwardly alive, but inwardly dead. And now that though physically I weaken, inwardly I'm becoming more and more alive in you. Lord, would you help me remember what it is to have true life and to know that there's true death apart from it, especially when I face the inevitable challenges that are before me this day, this week, this month. So Lord, would you give me great wisdom and allow me to walk in the center and in the wellness of your perfect desire for my life. And let's say together, in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining me today on this weekday podcast. I look forward to being back with you again soon. And thanks so much. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.